Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
It's Bruno Mars on East Coast Breakfast, 7:39. And you know what? We're going to talk to a forecaster, South African Weather Services, right now. I'm sure you've seen all the pictures and the videos. Certainly social media has been talking about it. Cape Town was battered by two back-to-back cold fronts. But when I say battered, I mean all their radio stations went down. And can you imagine being hit by a severe weather system and not being able to get updates?
Well, that's the thing. Because look, these kind of this weather. I mean, I was in the Cape for 8 years, and this weather is not uncommon for this time of the year. But this seems like next level stuff.
It does seem a bit more intense than usual. Hey,
definitely.
Well, that's why we've got Ayanda, a forecaster for the South African Weather Services, online. Good morning, Ayanda.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Well, thank you. So we've seen the satellite images of this current weather system. It's moving through the Western Cape. It's quite destructive. Are we on the East Coast likely to be affected by this? Is the rain going to hit parts of KZN?
The cold front will hit KZN, but the rain will not affect KZN. It won't bring any rain with it, just strong winds and high seas.
Okay, all right. Well, high seas, does that mean perhaps a little bit of flooding on the coastline?
It means high waves along the coastline, so we're talking about waves that goes up to about 6 meters.
Sheesh.
So, yes. So at the moment, the South African Weather Service, we have issued a warning for very rough seas for the south coastline. So that is between Durban and Port Edward.
Wow.
As well as a gale force warning for the strong winds along the coast.
Okay, so strong winds, we've got water waves up to perhaps 6 meters,
20 feet, yeah.
But not so much rain. So I mean, not that we should panic anyway, but there's no need for us to start getting into, like, disaster mode.
No, there's no need to panic, but people should take caution since these cold fronts are bringing very strong winds with them. So in terms of starting fires, yes, that is not recommended at all.
Okay, make sure that your fires are completely extinguished. Don't leave any fires.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's always a good warning. But KZN has been a little bit dry of late. Can we expect some rain? Certainly not, you know, not flooding rain, but can we expect some good rain soon?
No, not anytime soon. Oh. I'm sorry about that.
It's your fault. We blame you, Ayanda.
No, you can't blame me. At the moment, for the next 7 days in our forecast, you don't have any rain for the KZN region. It's pretty dry, and we, even with our seasonal forecast, it's not showing any good sign of any rainfall to come through anytime soon.
All right. When you say warnings of gale force winds, what kind of gale force winds? Blow the tent away or blow the small animals from the garden away?
No, those will mainly affect the coastal line. So that is for the marine, not the general public.
Okay. Ayanda, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you. Enjoy it.
Are you ready? East Coast Breakfast.